Simon & Schuster Audio presents Three Women by Lisa Tadeo. Read by Tara Lynn Barr, Marin Ireland, Mina Suvari, and the author.
For Fox. Looking from outside into an open window, one never sees as much as when one looks through a closed window. There is nothing more profound, more mysterious, more pregnant, more insidious, more dazzling than a window lighted by a single candle. What one can see out in the sunlight is always less interesting than what goes on behind a window pane. In that black or luminous square, life lives, life dreams, life suffers. Charles Baudelaire. Author's note. This is a work of nonfiction. Over the course of 8 years, I have spent thousands of hours with the women in this book, in person, on the phone, by text message and email. In 2 cases, I moved to the towns where they lived and settled in as a resident so I could better understand their day-to-day lives. I was there to experience many of the moments I've included. For the events that happened in the past, or at times when I wasn't present, I've relied on the women's memories, their diaries, and their communications. I have conducted interviews with friends and family members and followed their social media. But for the most part, I stayed with the point of view of the three women. I used court documents and local news articles and spoke to reporters, judges, attorneys, investigators, colleagues, and acquaintances to confirm events and timelines. Almost all quotes come from legal documents, emails, letters, recordings, and interviews with the women and other individuals in the book. The important exception is the one case in which the text messages, physical letters, and some emails were unavailable. In this instance, the content provided is based on multiple retellings from the subject, which have been disputed by her correspondent. I base my selection of these three women on the relatability of their story.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?